that time is a strict progression of cause to effect, but actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff.
It's, timey-wimey thing.
Timey what? Timey-wimey?
I've no idea where he picks that stuff up.
All right, it's that time again for another episode of Timey Wimey Hour. I'm Ronnie.
I'm Austin.
And I'm Shane.
And so I watched, you know, last episode or a couple episodes ago, John Pertwee and Sylvester McCoy were the two doctors that I hadn't seen the most of. So I went back and started watching a couple of Sylvester McCoy episodes.
Right.
And there's a couple of things that I noticed, like, right off the bat.
And what would that be?
He's the seventh Doctor, for those listening, Austin, if you didn't actually know the number.
I didn't know that.
And he went from, like, 87 to 96 to when he regenerated into Peter McCann in the movie. In the Peter McCann movie.
Right.
Well, I watched the first two episodes, which is Time and Rainy, part 1, 2, 3, and 4. But I only watched the first two. So, with that being said, it's the late 80s. So, you can tell that the graphics, it's almost like the cusp of the computer-generated graphic era.
Right.
Because in the episode, which I'll explain the episode, and we can go off on tangents as need be, but instead of the TARDIS materializing in a place, it lands on a rainbow, like the rainbow slide. Ooh, to hey. to the planet.
You can't go wrong with a good rainbow slide.
Taste the rainbow. Taste the rainbow.
And so, obviously, it's his regeneration, which I noticed was like the first regen that actually had some color to it.
Right.
There was no big like explosion type thing, but it was just like face swapping, color, firework type thing. Not like we have it now, but back then it was probably top notch.
Yeah, it's pretty big stuff.
Stuff. So the whole plot line of the first two episodes is Rainy is basically collecting everybody. Like, she's running an experiment and she's collecting like evil, or not evil, but she's collecting the greatest minds in the universe.
I see.
And so the first person that we actually see, and we don't really see him, we see like legs and like wild white hair until she tells, I don't even know the, she's enslaved like two alien race people, species, and to describe it, they look like aerobic headband, they have an aerobic headband on.
Awesome.
And they look like a human mixed with a lion.
Did they have parachute pants?
No.
Oh, damn.
No, they didn't have no parachute pants, but Mel did, which is his
companion,
and she's red hair.
With big hair?
With big
earrings?
Perm and hair.
Bangles? Lots of bangles?
No.
No bangles? What the hell?
Rainy had bangles.
Yeah, of course.
But like one was like, I don't know, like 4 inches wide, and it was like her comm that she used.
We can't go wrong with that.
But she was collecting stuff, and the first person that you see that she collects on camera, I guess, is obviously the Doctor, because, like I said, the TARDIS lands on this planet
on a rainbow.
On a rainbow slide, basically.
Yes. This is way before my time.
Well, yeah. I would have only been like 9 or 10, I would say. But anyway, so, but the first person that you see her plan unfold for, because she's kidnapping the doctor and she's having like her big like Sasquatch person carry the doctor back to the lair or whatever.
You gotta have a Bigfoot.
And
I knew they were aliens.
But the aerobic lying species, they're putting this guy into a pod, and she tells him to bag him and tag him, basically. So then, like, the cylinder comes down and closes him in, and then she says, "We'll label it." And they said that she hadn't told him what to label it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's Einstein.
Einstein.
Which, in the first two episodes, that's the only thing that he basically showed up in that I've seen so far. So, whether he shows up later, I don't know. But, so Mel's, like, trapped. She's already knocked out in the TARDIS that's, like, there. So, the aerobic lion species wanders into the TARDIS, but they're not... they're not captive by Rainey.
Right.
So you have Mel trying to find the doctor, but then as the doctor wakes up from his region, he doesn't know who he is, who she is, you know, whatever, and stuff's starting to come back. Well, then Rainey dresses up like Mel and pretends to be Mel.
Oh, it's kind of like one of
those and like one of those switcheroo type things. And so, but so that's as far as I gotten in the first two episodes. Like, she's trying to make him think that whatever her plan was his plan, and blah blah blah.
Did you understand everybody in it?
Yeah.
There's actually talking.
Yeah, there was no gibberish this time.
Well, it was gibberish. They had such a heavy Scottish accent, you couldn't understand them. Might as well have been talking in Gaelic for all it was worth. Couldn't understand them.
Yeah. So, like, I noticed that with McCoy's doctor,
mm-hmm.
Now, this is only first two episodes, which was like 50 minutes total, that his doctor reminded me of like Matt Smith's doctor, because he was always thinking, always on the go, always like ADHD to like the 10th power.
To the 10th power.
But he was comedic, though.
He was HD.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember ever watching a Sylvester McCoy. Because I tell you, the only two I ever really watched was like Baker and Pertwee.
Right.
You know, up until 2005. Because I really need to go back and watch all them other ones.
Yeah. There's a couple things that, like I said, like, everybody's seen Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, right?
Right, right.
Now, well, this is a story all about how...
Yes. So, like, in McCoy's run, which I guess technically is the longest run of a doctor, even though he didn't have that very many... He only had, like, 46 episodes.
Right.
But for the years, and there's a couple of years that didn't have episodes or whatever, so it's like a technicality asterisk thing. Jeffrey in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was the reoccurring cafe waiter in his series.
Right.
So, like, he was the British guy that served him coffee or whatever. So that was kind of cool. And I didn't see it in those two episodes, but I saw it on something I was looking at, and then I remembered, like, oh, that's who that was? Because I remember that there was a guy that always... I wouldn't say that he went to the cafe, like, 600 times in 43 episodes, but he went there at least half a dozen times.
Right.
So, but it was always the same guy to serve him coffee or tea, which I thought was weird, too, because if they're in Britain, he'd be drinking tea instead of coffee.
But, you would think so.
I mean, you know, if you're running all the time, you gotta have some coffee to energize.
Yeah, I gotta have that extra caffeine.
Tea's more like that relaxant.
Yeah.
Extra caffeine.
Yeah.
I'm surprised the doctor even gets to actually drink anything with saving the world all the time.
Yeah.
Well, Matt Smith and boy stop every now and have a something to eat, breakfast, and
some fish sticks and custard.
Fish sticks and custard.
Fish sticks and custard.
Yeah. So yeah, it was kind of cool to actually go back and. It's like watching something new all over again.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure I've seen those episodes, but...
You just don't remember them?
I don't remember them, like, at all.
Yeah, there's a lot of them I've seen I don't remember. I'm sure I've seen most of the Pertwees and a lot of the Bakers, and I could watch them again now and just be like, oh, wow, I've never seen this one.
You know? Right. But everything about that, from the opening, monologue, logo, whatever... Even the TARDIS on a rainbow slide. You could tell, like, Mel's blouse had the big shoulder pads.
Right.
You know,
the whole 80s style.
Yeah, the whole 80s style. But, like, everything seemed, I guess, computer generated for the time. Like, it was on the cusp of the breaking edge technology type stuff. But at times, it was like, okay, let's go back to the other stuff because now we're overdoing it. Like
a glowing rock with a flashlight in it.
Yeah.
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 Yep. It was a show they wanted to make, but they didn't want to give them no money to make it with, so they had to deal with what they had.
Right. And I guess his doctor comes full circle, I guess. More like he starts off being the comedic crazy run or doctor to like the semi-serious type of doctor.
Kind of runs the whole gamut of all the doctors pretty much.
Yeah. And that was a cool thing too because he's trying on different stuff and like the first one that he tries on is Napoleon. Like he has a Napoleon
complex.
Costume.
Oh, costume.
Yeah. And then he has, like, one of the British Guards hats, the big furry ones.
Right.
Yes.
And then he comes out, and he actually has, like, a Tom Baker scarf and suit and stuff on, and a hat and an overcoat, but they're, like, purplish, so they're not even like that. And then he comes out, and he's got the cricket and stuff like Peter Davison's type. Outfit, his white and red.
The striped cricket. Oh, yeah. Kind of like a cricket uniform.
And then he comes out and it's like a big fur coat and then his bowler's hat. And then he takes off the fur coat and then he has basically the vest that has all the question marks on it.
Yeah.
And his umbrella that the handle's a question mark. And
they didn't want you to forget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's who, right?
Yeah.
Who?
But yeah, that's pretty much what I did. Or in the time, like downtime and stuff. We recorded some bonus episodes.
From Baker stuff I got to watch today.
Yeah.
I found out that Nostradamus, I think, is what created Tom Baker's scarf, quote unquote. Created, quote unquote. So not like a prop.
Tom Baker got his scarf from Nostradamus.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool, I guess.
Huh. Is that in the episode that you watched?
Yeah, it's like the one right after the last robot episode.
Oh. I got you. Let's see. I was trying to think of something else. You want to talk lame arcs? Is that what you wanted?
Yeah, like the lamest story arcs. It was kind of disappointing. Well, what would you be yours, Austin?
Can you come back to me?
Well, I guess we can.
I'm trying to think.
No, it's
cause,
now.
Because there's a lot that I liked, but I'm sure in a few minutes I can.
Well, they all had a couple of them just had some lame elements in it. You know, stuff that just you're like what? Come on now.
The giant spider lady.
Kind of
annoyed
that
me.
That scares you as a kid, didn't it?
That one and or when you were younger? Scared the crap out of me as a kid. And then now looking back, it's like, really? This is cheesy.
Yeah, they could have done
not cheesy, but lame. Like, looking back, I used to be scared of the clown episode of Supernatural. and, like, be deathly scared of it. And now I look back, I'm like, why was I scared of this?
Because he was little then.
Yeah, but still. I mean, there was, like, scarier episodes before that. And it's just like, really? Clowns? Clowns is what did me in?
For me? I guess if I had to, like, pick one off the top of my head, it'd be the fat.
No, the adipose.
Yeah, the adipose.
Because the adipose weren't bad. It was the woman that was doing it that was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty lame.
It was a good episode just for for Donna and the doctor.
Yeah.
They was always up each other's ass, and she didn't take no guff off of him.
Right.
And that was always great.
Yeah. And I always, like, Austin always goes back to the spider lady one.
Mm-hmm.
I always go back to Satan in the pit.
Yeah, the devil pit.
The devil
pit. Demon pit, whatever it's called.
Just because it was like, I mean, I know every Who episode has like a moral of the story type thing, right?
Right.
Like, where don't steal or this will happen, basically, or, you know, whatever.
It's still got to be educational.
Yeah, but like, with that one, it's like,
what's the point?
Yeah, what was the, I mean, don't lose your faith in things, maybe?
Because the possessed Ood was more scarier than the actual demon. Yeah.
Because especially, like, when they go on the platform, and, like, the army of Ood is there, and they're all, like,
red-eyed and ready to kill.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, all right.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I think it's the Ice Lady one or whatever, where the doctor and one of his companions have to stop the witch from killing the children.
Oh, yeah, that was a Christmas special.
That special
was lame.
Yeah, the ice one with the killer snowman.
Yeah.
Well, that one was good because it had Strax in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with Strax.
Yeah. See, and I think that's the hardest part is, like, each episode's good because it has certain elements in it.
Right.
Yeah.
But then there's, like, other elements that are just like, whoa.
It's the why? Really?
Yeah.
Well, that other, Daleks in Manhattan. You know, the pig people. Well, if you're going to do something, why would you turn them into pig people, you know? Come on, man. You got all this technology. You turn them into friggin' Dalek people with the stalk coming out of their forehead.
Right, yeah.
Don't turn them into pig people.
Yeah.
I had one, and then you brought up the farting aliens episode, and I kind of lost it.
The Slitheen? Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of silly. I mean, it was it had a little comedy to the thing, but...
Yeah. That was one of the earlier reboot. Because
the second one with the slithing lady in it, it was an actual better episode.
Yeah, yeah.
She kept trying to sweet talk the doctor out of taking her to her execution.
Yeah, yeah. But you brought up Daleks. That reminds me, like, in the McCoy era.
Right.
Was the first time that they solved the Daleks going up the stairs.
Fiasco.
Yeah.
I remember what I was going to talk about.
We'll go.
The one where Missy turned the people or the bodies in the graveyard and the Cybermen. And then it, like, that was the episode where Danny, the gym coach, died or whatever.
Yeah.
Math teacher, whatever Capaldi called him.
Yeah.
And that's the one where he died. And it just, like, it ended kind of lame, but kind of heroic, too.
Mm-hmm.
Being that he killed all of the Cybermen and everything.
Yeah.
And it just kind of brought in the, ooh, it's a respin on the zombie aspect because, I mean, they were corpses rising from the ground, but they weren't flesh-eating corpses.
Right.
They just wanted to upgrade everybody.
Yeah.
Assimilation.
Except for Danny. He couldn't, you know, he couldn't break his love bond with
Clara.
With Clara, of course, you know. What about all the other people that love somebody, you know? Yeah,
right.
I'd love to see Angel Bob
and the Brigadier, you know, saving Kate from falling out of the plane.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why do them two get to be the big, not hooked up to the Cyberbrain, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd like to see Danny versus Angel Bob. Cyber Danny versus Angel Bob.
Angel Bob. That's fucked up, man. Well, only one any better. Only one any better was, hey, who turned out the lights?
Yeah. That episode was actually, like, not creepy.
Which one?
The Silence in the Library.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? Because yeah. That's it, right?
Yeah, that's Silence in the Library. Yeah.
But it's like fun. After, like, the two or three times, then you get, like, 10 minutes of it as they're, like, running around the corridors or whatever. And it's like, hey, who turned out the lights? Hey, who turned out the lights? And I was like, oh, pull his battery.
Yeah, somebody jerk his damn battery out, will you?
River going down and the sewer to check, and then there being like a flock of
silence
and then it's like, oh, I didn't go down in the sewer yet. And it's like, really?
That's a different episode.
This it still had the silence in it.
Yeah, the silence in the library didn't.
The silence in the library didn't.
Didn't?
No, because that's Tenet. That's the first episode.
That's the first idea
These timelines are running together in my head. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Time travel's wibbly wobbly, dude.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, I didn't say it to like make fun of you or anything. I'm just saying that's two totally different episodes. Well, I mean,
silence in the name.
It still has River in it. Yeah. So there's your connection.
Even the silly one with Greg Davies in it. You know where he was King. What's his face on the robot body?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that one.
That Christmas special.
Yeah, that Christmas special. Yeah, it was funny as hell.
Yeah.
And then I liked the part where she said, "Look at my husband," and then flipped out the book, and it was like.
He had all the pictures except Capaldi's picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was as funny as hell.
Yeah.
Except she had a sonic trowel to begin with, and he gave her the sonic screwdriver.
Right.
Sonic trowel.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
Yes, that's what the kids are calling it these days.
Shit. I don't think any of the kids at my school even know who River Song is.
Probably not.
Oh, I know
a handful.
There's a handful of them.
I was going to say, I know a handful. I was cleaning up the area downstairs, like my nerd corner office part, and I found that I did have the War Doctor sonic screwdriver.
You didn't know that?
Wait.
I could have told you that.
Well, I didn't think I did for some reason.
Because you had Tennant, Smith, and the War Doctor.
I have Rivers.
And Rivers. You do?
Yeah, I don't have the Masters.
I just know that.
I got the Masters.
I just know that.
I got the Masters.
Shane has a whole arsenal of sonic screwdrivers.
Yeah.
I think there's actually maybe one other sonic screwdriver I didn't buy because just because it looked so much. It was basically the other one just painted a little different.
Yeah.
I just like, well, there's no sense actually buying two of the same, basically.
Yeah. And there's a sonic screwdriver that can be a TV remote.
Yes.
And a sonic screwdriver that's actually a screwdriver.
Yes.
And then there's like a build-your-own screwdriver.
Yeah, there's a build-your-own one.
That sounds like the Star Wars.
Plus, you know, I've even seen some of the conventions, Joe. They're selling, you know, you can still buy the sonic lipstick, you know, like the one of them had. And the ink pen that the woman in the adipose had.
Right.
She had a sonic pen of some sort.
Yeah.
I still want the Capaldi one. The all blue sonic.
I got that one.
You do?
I do.
That was still my favorite tweet. Whenever I said I wanted it, and you said, get that sweet baby.
That was awesome. Yeah, I'll buy the sonic screwdrivers. I keep cranking them out. I'll buy it, dude, if they ever new one.
And now I have a job and my own money to get them.
Yeah.
Get to buying, sir.
No.
You even have a TARDIS key, don't you?
No.
No? Or did we just see it?
I think we saw them, because I know a lot of places, you know, they'll have the old-style ones, you know, the fancy ones, and then the old one, I can go out to West Lakes and just buy a key, and nobody tell the difference, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yep.
And the fob watch?
I got both fob watches.
Both of them?
I got the Tenet one, and the other one just... Actually, one of them was the one that the old master had, supposedly.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because...
Yeah, and that one was... The master one was $50. Of course, it's solid metal, though. And
yeah,
it's
right.
Like, it's like a real watch. The other one was plastic, and, I mean, it flipped open, it's still cool, it lights up, and makes all the noises and shit, and actually tells time good, but...
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I had one birthday, my Aunt Sheila sent me a Pirates of the Caribbean watch. because I said I wanted Doctor Who stuff. And she's like, here's the Master's pocket watch. And I was like, this says Pirates of the Caribbean. And she was like, well, the same design. And I was like, but it has Pirates of the Caribbean on it.
That's funny.
He said the Master, not Captain Jack Sparrow.
Whatever, it's all the same.
He said Captain Jack, not Captain Jack Sparrow.
Indeed.
Oh, man.
Harkness. Yeah. Yeah, there's lots of cool little things that, like, you can get.
We went from lame arcs to cool gadgets again.
Hey, it's Doctor Who.
It just
stuff.
Keeps happening.
Yeah, it does.
I'm not complaining. I'm just saying.
Welcome to the Three Stooges podcast hour. Well, we all got the HD, sir.
Yeah.
We can't keep track of nothing.
Well, you've been watching Tom Baker episodes.
I just watched the 2 4-parters.
Yeah.
Which was, and I found out today I hadn't even finished the last of the robot episode.
Oh, okay.
Well, shamelessly.
Fully. And
you're fired.
I don't think I watched the full arc of the Hand of Fear or whatever. Or maybe I did and I just don't remember.
So are you still enjoying him as a doctor?
Yeah. He's up on my top
they,
five.
They were easier to digest back in the day because, you know, they'd only have one episode on a night, you know. Maybe two if he was lucky, you know, so you didn't have to sit down and watch the whole, you know, basically almost 2 hours worth of it, you know, so you didn't really get burned out on the crusty special effects and the...
Right.
And the accents you can't understand.
Yeah. Sometimes.
I started watching one today, and it was the one where they go onto the space station, and Sarah Jane gets put in, like, this giant G.I. Joe box, basically, plastic, you know? That made me think back to, or not think back, but think forward to the episode where Capaldi, I think, where they think all the bodies in the building are bodies, but actually they're Cybermen. And it's like, ah, psych, we got you.
Now, that was a cool effect. With the skeletons in the water.
Yeah.
I remember when they're in the water, they're Cybermen. You're like, that's sweet. Of course, I mean, there was clues all over the place. You know, once you watch it a couple of times, you can see the clues. And you know, like the windows in the door with the Cybermen eyes. And,
right, yeah.
And stuff like that. And,
yeah.
We talked about companions a while back. One, the question I really have for you was, would you consider Handel's a companion?
He was the doctor's companion for quite a long time.
Well,
that was just because he was in that town, right?
Yeah. Well, he had Handel's before he ever landed.
Well, yeah.
But
yeah.
Handel's a playable character on Lego Dimensions.
Well, what can he do?
Well,
he's a head.
He hops around.
Does he?
He does hop around. I think he has like the Superman heat vision beams or whatever.
Right.
So you can melt gold Lego blocks. But the Doctor has the Sonic and other stuff. I think each doctor has a certain gadget that's relevant to that doctor.
I know it's really off topic, but I like them silly Lego games.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all basically the same game, but just different people in it, but they're fun.
Christmas Eve, I bought the Lego Marvel 2 just because of all the cool new characters and new story to play with.
Yeah, the Lego games are fun, man.
Yeah.
I think I would consider Handel's a character. Or a companion.
Yeah, because like I said, he spent a lot of time with the Doctor, you know, 300-400 years, if not more.
I think, well, back to the Lego part, but not like Lego Doctor Who. I think the Lego Doctor Who sets for Dimensions were the highest sellers or whatever, but I would...
Like the TARDIS control room and stuff?
Yeah, I would totally buy a Doctor Who Lego game.
Yeah.
And then, like, sets that came with it.
Yeah, the whole TARDIS control room Lego set was really fucking sweet.
Yeah. Man, I was trying to think. What's the episode where they're in the department store?
Oh, that's with Craig?
Yeah, with Craig.
Yeah. I can't remember the name of the episode, but they were always really good episodes, man. Craig. James, Warrior's name, Corden's funny as hell.
Which doctor was this?
It was Matt Smith.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was right before he decided to go back. He was going to die in Arizona, and he didn't. You know.
Yeah. Right.
Speaking of lame arcs, when the Doctor did die in the astronaut episode, and then you're like, "Who's the other invitation?" and it turns out it's himself. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the way they tied it together was cool because of the different colored bow ties in each episode.
Yeah.
Well, they did that with Angel Bob, too, you know? Yeah. When he's...
Well, it was the whole season.
Yeah, it was the whole season arc of the...
That,
yeah.
Yeah.
But then it's like, oh, wow.
A blue bow tie or a red bow tie.
If I didn't read on the internet, I'd never noticed, you know, because you're so intense in watching the show, you know, who's got time to stop and try to pick it apart, yeah. You know?
He's actually the one that pointed it out to me was the... Because I really didn't pay attention either. I was just like, oh, so he's wearing the red one this time, blue one this time.
Yeah.
And then you're like, nope, they're connected. It's like, well, oh, wow.
I mean, after, like Shane said, like, the first two episodes where one was blue and one was red, it was like, okay. But then you start noticing it, like, later on.
Yeah, well, you know to look for it then.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's like, okay, so what's happening at what time when you're...
Yeah, because
wearing
then,
the red one or wearing the blue one.
Because one was supposed to be past, one was supposed to be present or future.
Right, yeah.
The talk about that in the diner, too. Because Rory was like, how are you still alive?
Right.
And the doctor's, well, I'm younger now, but the one with the blue bow tie.
Yeah. Yep.
So, I want to know, why can't the doctor and River be in the same timeline? Because they always talk about being in different timelines.
Hurt? You mean their time? Her timeline's messed up?
Yeah.
For, like, out of order?
That's just time travel, dude.
Yeah, that's just them time traveling. That's why she kept a journal, and then he started keeping one.
And they just, you know, compared it.
Yeah.
Okay. It all seemed to rotate around Jim the Fish.
Yeah.
From the time they knew Jim the Fish or not.
Yeah. That was, like, their anchor point.
Yeah.
Which we never got that episode.
Yeah, we never got a Jim the Fish episode. But they was always running around together. You know, he's always busting around out of the prison. And he's always going and doing stuff. And
right.
David Moffat, we want a Jim the Fish episode.
Well, Moffat ain't writing no more, so we have to get the next guy.
Yeah.
Whoever's writing Doctor Who, we want a Jim the Fish episode.
Or we riot. I'll drop a phone call down to old Gatniss. He'll hook us up.
But, yeah, that's a good question, though. I think that's what made River intriguing.
Yeah.
Her character was because of the out of order.
Well, yeah, that it wouldn't have worked if it all been in order.
The wackiness.
Yeah, because
that, and she was a smartass.
Well,
I like that too.
Yeah. I mean, that's part of her character, yes, but like her. I mean, that's how you set her apart from like Amy or, you know, whoever else.
No,
you know?
I know there's other smart aleck companions. That's just, I just liked her even more
because of that. Yeah. And, yeah, I was excited because she's going to be at the con that we're going to, and she canceled.
Yes. Dirty Hooker.
A lot of the ones you like cancel.
Yeah, they always cancel.
See, I'm excited to meet, to take a picture with Michael Rooker finally.
Yeah.
You haven't got a picture of Rooker yet?
No. Ethan and I'm pansied out.
Yeah. You was going to get one with Norman Reedus, too, weren't you? An autograph or something?
Norman Reedus wasn't there.
No, it was Rooker.
Wasn't Rooker?
Yeah.
I thought it was Norman Reedus, too.
Yeah.
Because I would have went balls to the wall with that one.
Yeah, all the years I'd seen Norman Reedus, you know, in Chicago, never got a picture with him. Now I want to get a picture with him, and he never goes to any of the local ones around here anymore.
Yeah.
He's too famous for that.
But Barrowman's going to be there now.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
I didn't see that.
I seen that today,
Mark
I think.
Shepherd, right? Huh.
Yeah, yeah, Mark Sheffer.
Yeah, I want to meet him too.
Which
the press pass has come through?
I haven't heard yet.
The only way I'm going to go is if I get a free ticket, ride with you guys.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll throw $5 or $10 for the gas in.
But yeah, Sheffer plays in two of your favorite things, Austin.
Yeah, I know. He plays the CIA agent in the astronaut episode, and he plays Crowley.
Yeah,
the guy that did you know the old guy that the. On a hill that they talked to that was Canton, you know, in the future.
Yeah.
That's actually Mark Sheppard's dad.
I did not know that.
Yep,
because, that was his name, right? Canton?
Yeah, Canton something the third.
Third, yeah.
All he wanted was to marry the love of his life.
Yeah. And he couldn't.
Well, that was about the time he could, not back then.
Yeah.
Right. Well, if you're talking about things people wanted and couldn't get, Angel Bob just wanted to be alive again.
So, you and I kind of touched on it when we were doing the bonus episode a little bit. But it got me thinking, like, if there's one actor that you could pick to play the Doctor. And this came up when we were, because of Sean Pertwee.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you said, this got me thinking, and all you said was, yeah, he would play a good one, or whatever. Because he looks like John, or his dad.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that'd be cool if they brought him back to do a special, and he played that version of the Doctor. His dad's version.
Right.
Whether he would or not, I don't know. But
that'd be pretty cool.
I could see him being a good Doctor, too.
Yeah. You know, they could, you know, if you're going to do some more of them, you know, more than one Doctor's in them, I don't know why they don't, you know, bring back like McCoy and
Davison.
Yeah, Davison.
Yeah.
I mean, they could leave Baker out because he don't look nothing like he did back in the day. I mean, right, you know, but the rest of them still, you could look at him and see.
Yeah.
And, you know, they could work some of them guys in there, you know, work them a little bit. You know, I felt like they kind of did them dirty on the 50th anniversary anyways, you know.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I understand everybody's got a budget to work with, but, you know, if you're going to go to all that trouble, do all that crap, and bring some other people back in from the old days.
Yeah. And like we saw with this year's Christmas special, the guy that plays William Hartnell's Doctor.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks pretty spot on.
Yeah,
because there was old footage where he went from old to the new footage.
And you couldn't hardly tell. Yeah, because he does good, man.
So, Austin, you got somebody that you want to cast? Fan casting right now. Breaking news.
I would think Cumberbatch would be a pretty good Doctor. But then that really would mess up things, since then they do the little Hulock thing.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I would like...
Cumberbatch would have made an awesome Doctor if he hadn't done Sherlock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because now all you can do is look at him and say, "Hey, Sherlock,"
yeah,
or Doctor Strange or something like that. You can't just look at him. You couldn't throw him in Doctor Who now and say, "Oh, well, look, it's Doctor Who."
Yeah,
you know, it's a Doctor.
This other person, I always say I'd like to see him play somebody, or play one of my favorite Marvel, DC, whatever characters. Probably Jensen Ackles, but I'd also like to see Charlie Hunnam, the guy that plays Jax Teller, Sons of Anarchy, play the Doctor. He'd be cool too.
Yeah. Because he is British, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got somebody?
Other than Pertwee, you know, he'd be my first pick to play another Doctor.
Yeah.
But, yeah, right off the top of my head, I couldn't think of anybody else right off, you know.
Yeah.
Daniel Craig. There you go.
Well, yes, that's Mr. a pretty Ball. Good one. Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, he could... I couldn't see him doing it. It's kind of beneath him, but, you know.
Yeah. But... Yeah, because I would love to see, even if it was like webisodes like they did earlier on,
you know, like
Children in Need type of webisodes or whatever that they did. But like, even if they had Sean Pertwee do it, that it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, because the best little webisode it is when they showed McCann changing into the War Doctor, you know. They did that one where he went to the planet with the witches. And that 5 seconds there explained a whole lot more than just where did the War Doctor come from, you know?
Yeah, right.
There's probably still people out there scratching their heads because, you know, they
don't even know it's out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, like I said, it was 5 or 10 minutes, but it
Well, and there's the other blank. There's the other one, too, where Tennant meets Davison.
That was?
Yeah. I think I might have seen
it. It's like the red nose.
Yeah, it was one of the red nose deals.
Deals, yeah. And I'm sure it's up on the YouTube, so...
Oh, I mean, yeah. It's,
on the YouTube
what is it?
Machine.
Yep.
The Wayback Machine.
Broken YouTube machine.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there's some of those that are out there that I forgot, like, that one that you said where...
Yeah.
With McCann to Hurt. Like, I forgot even that was out there.
Yeah, that... McCann... Could have made a good Doctor if the Americans hadn't been involved in making that movie at all.
Yeah.
Right. You know, they kept it out of the bigger whichever movie company made it, I don't remember now, but
yeah.
And let the regular writers write it instead of it turning into some kind of big
spectacle
horseshit that it turned into. I mean, it had potential.
Yes. Because you don't know.
Yeah.
the Eighth Doctor, right?
Yeah, I think McCann was the Eighth.
Yeah, well, yeah, because that's who McCoy turns into in the movie. It was a movie.
A theatrical release movie in the United States.
Yes. And it came out in like 96 or 97, I think. But it's not even... I don't even know if you could... It doesn't really have Doctor Who...
Just a name in it.
Yeah, it's just Doctor Who in name, really.
Yeah, because I don't think he had a sonic screwdriver at all.
He didn't have a sonic screwdriver.
Yeah, they took that completely out of the movie.
There's the bad guy in it.
It was actually the master, but it was Eric Roberts.
Yeah, Eric Roberts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the master. And it's just like...
It was a mess.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, they...
I mean, honestly, if you haven't seen it, see it just because.
Yeah, you gotta watch it at least once, man. You gotta watch it at least once.
With my movie critics here, it sounds kind of bad.
Well, it is bad, but you still gotta watch it.
Yeah. Why?
I've watched it
What's
twice.
Yeah, I've watched it twice, yeah.
Because just one thing, say so you saw it, and you know, it'll give you something to reference on later, I'm sure, down the road.
Yeah.
Because it was just horrible, man. They BBC should have been ashamed even.
It was a 90s movie, let's just put it that way, right? Because they tried to do, like, the love story angle on it, like the Casanova type thing, and it was like, whoa.
Yeah, McCann could have been an awesome doctor.
Yeah. And that's one that they could bring back, too, because he's still out there.
Yeah, he's still out there rolling around.
Yeah.
He still does a lot of conventions.
An episode where the doctor went somewhere. That's a loaded question because the doctor has been everywhere.
He's the only one that never went anywhere. He stayed on Earth the whole time.
He went somewhere, and the guy was like, "I'm the doctor," and then he like says, "With my sonic screwdriver," and he knocks on the wood.
Oh, that's the next doctor.
Yeah, that's the next doctor with John Morrissey.
Yeah,
that was
lame.
The governor, right?
Yeah,
that one was lame.
Walking Dead.
Yeah, see, I told you I knew I would find. Some old lame stuff in my native base.
Yeah?
My head base, whatever.
But some of the things was... that was the first time that we actually saw the memory things.
Wasn't the creature they chasing
the,
a weevil?
The memory disc things? Really?
Yeah. That's why he thought he was the doctor.
Yeah, well, he got it from a Cyberman or something, didn't it? It zapped him and he...
Yeah.
He thought he was the doctor.
Wasn't the creature he was chasing a weevil from Torchwood?
I think so.
I'm going to Google it.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to use the Google
machine. Yeah, that was some... The Weevils were kind of a lame-ass filler character. I mean...
Fun fact. In season 12 of Supernatural, there's their mom, Sam and Dean's mom, Mary, is in cahoots with the Men of Letters, which kind of reminds me of Torchwood. But the thing is, she's killing a creature... By like using sonic waves on its brain, and it looks like a weevil, but they call it something else.
We'll bring that up in our Supernatural podcast.
Super Hulock episode.
Actually, we've had like two or three requests since Austin brings it up every episode to have like an after dark like bonus one where we talk Supernatural.
I could do that better because I've watched Supernatural. A lot more recently than I've done
so
Doctor Who.
We might work that in there sometime.
What was the episode called? The Next Doctor?
Yeah.
And
that one had the giant cyber robot thingy at the end, the steampunk.
Yeah, the steampunk one.
Steampunk robot.
Well, everything in that episode seemed steampunky.
Well, I can understand why. It was, you know, still in Victorian times.
And, yeah. And like, what's one companion... That you weren't hip on until even after they were replaced.
So. Probably the most lame ass companion really he's had. If you're talking about New Who, it probably had to be Martha. I like Martha, but she just wasn't up to speed like the rest of them.
Then did you like when she was gone and she came back? Did you like her, or when you went back to watch those episodes, did you like her more then? Than when she was actually on TV?
Well,
or
I don't know if
as
I
were watching.
Yeah, I don't know if I actually like her more, but I'm I'm glad they used her again. You kind of find out what she did after she got dumped off, and
right, because she quit, right?
She what?
She quit.
Yeah, she
pretty Martha.
Yeah,
quit the doctor.
Yeah,
basically.
She pretty much quit the doctor. She went home and stayed home.
Right. Because
all the rest of them never want to give up. They want to be there forever.
Yeah, right. Or die.
Yeah.
So apparently Google has no idea what I'm talking about. When I type in Doctor Who, in quotations, the next Doctor, in quotation, episode, Weevil.
Well.
And usually whenever I type in random words or whatever, Google's like, oh, we got you. It showed one with the reptilian things and the Weevils. But no, it has no idea who I'm talking
Not
about.
Not this one.
It knows I'm talking about... All right, knows I'm talking about the right episode because it'll show me pictures of the governor as the doctor, right. But no.
Yeah, the Weevils were they were pretty heavy in the first season of Torchwood. They just kept getting less and less. You'd see more of them.
And they even got
less.
They have their own gadgets or whatever. It's like pepper spray to subdue the Weevils.
Yeah.
And then I read on a Torchwood website that they started to grow immune to it because they were getting sprayed so much or whatever. So it made them kind of a bigger threat.
For me, she was okay when it was going on, but then every time she came back, or me watching an episode back, would have to be Donna.
Donna, yeah. She was. I like Donna because she was funny for one thing.
Right.
Yeah,
because of the banter back and forth.
Yeah, because she could hang in there with him with the smartassness and
right. But yeah.
For me.
Yeah.
Oh.
One day
I wasn't hip on Martha either, but I also terribly hated Mickey.
Really.
Just because of the living plastic episode, and they made him all goofy or whatever.
Well, no, it
and then later on, I started to grow more.
It wasn't that he was goofy.
He started to grow more on him.
They had him being a big whiny ass. For the first couple seasons he was in there.
Yeah.
I don't want you going with the doctor. Too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a big whiny ass.
He did start to grow on me as it was time for him to go or to leave the TARDIS.
Should have just quit worrying about Rose. Just banged Rose's mom.
What?
Yeah.
What,
She tried to bang Eccleston. Yeah. Why not?
What's the old guys?
Wilford?
Wilford, yeah.
Donna's grandpa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoyed him.
Wilford
on
was...
episodes that he was on, a couple episodes.
Yeah, he was a good returning character.
Yeah. And it fit, too.
Yeah.
Because he was older and...
Well, he'd been in a couple episodes of the Way Back When Doctors, too.
Yeah.
Way Back When.
The Way Back When?
The Way Back When Doctors.
Yeah. And trying to think. Because there's always people that... I mean, we've talked about it in the previous episode that... keep coming up or whatever, or famous people that... Or other... movie stars that what's his name?
Oh yeah, him.
I have to turn.
The guy that the Time Lord, the main Time Lord guy.
Oh, the played James Bond.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pierce Brosnan, right?
No, or, the other one, Timothy.
Timothy, yes.
Dalton.
Dalton, yes. There we go.
Yeah, Timothy Dalton.
Yeah, because that one was cool. Because that was part of the whole crack.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a really good episode.
Yeah. You guys want to wrap this one up?
Sure.
Yeah, that's fine. How are you going to do it?
All right. So that'll do it for us. I'm Rombar316.
I'm Shadowman3166.
And I'm Shaney Who. Send us some questions, please. Comments, anything. Let us know we're live.
Yep.
Let us know we're relevant.
If you have some watch along requests that you want us to do, let us know that too. The show is at Timey Wimey Hour. And then go to, if you just want to stream it, it is nerdylegion.com /podcast/TWH, or you can check out other. So there you go. Until next time, we are out.
Out. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, you used to be me. You've done all this before. What happens next?
I don't remember.
How can you forget this? Hey, hang on. It's not my fault. You're obviously not paying enough attention. Reverse the polarity.
Why are you pointing your screwdrivers like that? They're scientific instruments, not water pistols.
I demand to be incarcerated in the tower immediately with my co-conspirators, Sandshoes and Grandad.
Grandad?
They're not Sandshoes.
That wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Boom.
Nerdy Legion.
Nerdylegion.com.